Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stevie Ray bringing it back to the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Some of his hot licks there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and that's me on background vocals there. No, not really. I'm just kidding. You already knew that. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a lot of fun, great time, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Catherine Caputer. Catherine with a C, Caputer with a K, the author of all the branding books that should matter. She is an Uber branding expert. How about that? How about that, Catherine?
One of the things I wanted to say that Uber did, which was interesting, is obviously they got this car service, so
in the
a
previous
lot of their
segment,
early promotions
Catherine,
first ride is free, so that got a lot of people. And then if you refer a friend, then you get some, you know, a free ride or credits towards a ride. So they did a lot of things like that to sort of get the whole social thing going. And then they started thinking of some creative ideas they could do on social media, and they had some what they call their in-demand, on-demand mm-hmm. campaign. So you could... They had a kittens, Uber kittens on demand. So if you sign up, you pay $20. They bring a kitten over for you to pet for 15 minutes.
So this is social media. This is using social media to be innovative.
That's right.
The point I'm making here, Catherine, is the essence of Uber's success has been innovation first, and applying that innovation to technology. So my point is, there are a lot of people out there who may not be as slick with technology as Uber was, but they're just as innovative. All they need to do is apply the right tools to their innovation.
Right.
What do you think?
Right. I think that's exactly true. And the thing that helped Uber so much is they were innovative in a category that wasn't doing anything innovative. The taxi industry or the car service industry hasn't changed. The car service industry, you have a dispatcher, and you're always calling, my car's not here, I'll try to locate him. With Uber, you can see right online where the guy is in your
mm-hmm.
phone, so.
What are some other companies that
another one is Red Bull. I love this Red Bull story because it was started by an Austrian dental salesman who was on a business trip to Thailand, and he had terrible jet lag. And he tries a local drink, and it cured his jet lag. And so it got him to thinking, hey, this could be an interesting thing to import to the West.
So he went and ripped off their he went and ripped off their recipes. Is that what you're saying?
He did, but he hired the guy who made the version over there. The version over there was called something like Da Eng Krating, which means red buffalo. So he paid him. He's a partner. This Thai guy gave him the recipe, but he's a partner in Red Bull. And so he went back to Austria with his drink and hired an ad agency. They did 50 logo designs before he accepted the one with the bulls and the sun. And, the rest is history. He launched it. The thing that was brilliant about his launch is he didn't launch it as a beverage or anything like a regular, competing with the Cokes of the world or Pepsi. He introduced it as, and it wouldn't have done anything as, this drink is for curing jet lag. I mean, how many people have jet lag?
Right.
So he positioned it as an energy drink,
which was
a totally new category at the mm-hmm. time, and he was the first energy drink. And even today, he's got 40%, of course, Monster and other ones came along afterwards copying it, but he's got 40% of the energy market. And, his target audience, as we know, is, young men, and his whole focus of the social media, is extreme sports. They do a lot of sponsorships. They even produce a lot of shows now. So, that was kind of their claim to fame. And, of course, they got a lot of publicity as well.
Well, and of course, when you're talking about, you said young men, one of the keys to that from a social media standpoint is the word young,
Yes.
Because they're on social media.
They're on social media. And so they dominate, sites like Instagram that are very big with that group,
and that's
and
that's
they
a
do
group
a lot
that,
of programming,
and they
so nobody's
going to
watch a 45-minute video about an energy drink, but hey, they'll watch a sports event, or, you know, they did the guy with jumping from outer space. You know, they do all these very right. innovative kind of marketing ideas, you know, that drive the brand.
And that generation listens to each other.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, and then of course they came out with somebody came out with one for ladies.
Yes, yes.
Who was that? Because it was pink.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I don't know. I'm not going to think of it right now.
I can't think of it either. But my point is you said they came out with one for guys, but somebody came out with one and made it pink. And I'm sorry, ladies, but you guys bought it.
Right, right. But the big market has been for that, because, you know, I have a teenage son. You know, they're really into these, you know, drinks that are going to make them more energetic
right.
than they already are. You know,
right, like so, they needed it, right?
Yeah, exactly. The interesting thing, too, about the branding is not only the great, you know, so they changed the name from Da Nang Krating, which, you know,
right.
hard to pronounce, but the original name meant water buffalo, red water buffalo in Thai, mm-hmm. so he changed it to Red Bull. So, and that's a great name for energy drink. And he packaged it in a very small can that was very narrow.
That was unique, wasn't it? Because
yes. And that basically said to you, hey, the stuff inside here is so strong, you just need a
and
small amount.
And it could sit at point of sale.
Yes, yes.
The POS,
they considered
right.
point of sale, and so they were very innovative in the way they packaged it and also the way they marketed through mm-hmm. extreme sports.
So regardless of what kind of technology you use, where it comes from, or what kind of social media, all that was important for these brands, Uber, Red Bull, et cetera.
Right.
But at the heart of the whole thing was innovation. So,
yes.
folks, you have that. You can do it. Just take it from there and move on. Quick break,
think
right back with Catherine Caputo. Quickly, Catherine, your website.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.